Good afternoon, folks. You are listening to the Q 95.3 FM AM 1600 WTZQ. Sorry, a little out of breath getting back over here to the station after being at Apple Fest today, folks. Andrew in the afternoon. This is Local Artist Showcase. I'm going to be playing some great music from artists that are performing in the area Labor Day weekend. So take notes, folks, and go see some great live music. And we'll be talking about all of the Apple Festival music as well. And I'll be giving you some Apple Festival updates, all that and more here on Local Artist Showcase. Let's go ahead and start with a band that's performing this Sunday over at Southern Appalachian Brewing, starting at 8 p.m. A fantastic group, primarily based around the sisters, Whitney and Caroline. Let's take a listen to the Maggie Valley Band with Don't Go.
Don't go, don't go on that silly airplane. I hate to say I told you so, I told you no. I told you not to go. Don't go.
I woke up this morning and white was black, and black was suddenly white. The land of the free is being run by millionaires who like to fight. The wheels of change are starting to turn. Can you feel them going round and round? And everything is so backwards. I don't know what's up or down. Oh, I said, what? What the hell just happened? Oh, I said, what? What the? I don't even know what to say. Oh, I said, what? What the hell just happened? Oh, I said, what? What the? We gotta find a better way. Everything that my heart told me said he was an honorable man. I turned my back for not 2 seconds, and nothing is part of the plan. All these lies and creepy eyes, I don't know which way to turn. Like a moth to the flame, to the fire, and baby, you know you're gonna get burned. Oh, I said, oh, what? What the hell just happened? Oh, I said, oh, what? What the? I don't even know what to say. Oh, I said, oh, what? What the? What the hell just happened? Oh, I said, oh, what? What the? We gotta find a better way. Disbelief, and there's too much dissing, if you know what I mean. I woke up this morning and the way that it was before. The sun comes up, the dark goes down, and I walk out the door. Everybody's got their own hustle just to stay alive. Oh, keep your head down, don't look around, and baby, you'll be just fine. Oh, I said, oh, what? What the hell just happened? Oh, I said, oh, what? What the?
Beautiful sound of Carrie Morrison with What The here on Local Artist Showcase. She's performing tonight in Brevard at Wine Down starting at 6 p.m. So if you're in the Brevard area, if you're not at Applefest or you're at Applefest and now you're going to Brevard, go check out Carrie Morrison. She'll be starting up here in just a bit, 6 p.m. over at Wine Down on Main in Brevard. You're listening to Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ. Lots of great bands. Don't forget about the Buddy K Big Band tonight. We'll be broadcasting that live here on the Q. Starting around 7:45, the Buddy K Big Band, fantastic group. They're going to be over there on the main stage tonight, 7:45. And we'll be bringing you that live here on WTZQ, your official Apple Festival radio station. Tonight, my good friend Hope Griffin, she's performing at the Casablanca Cigar Bar in Biltmore Village. So let's take a listen to a great tune of hers from her new album, Where the Soil and Stars Meet. Hope Griffin, Just So You Know, here on Local Artist Showcase. Never could tell her how we felt, so she
their love for him more than enough. The day he packed up all of his stuff, he had nothing to say. He just drove away. Friends all asked about it when they heard. She managed to muster up a few good words, but they were all lies. Life moved on and the summer came, but heartache and love were still one and the same. She sat down most nights, still wondering why.
Hope Griffin here on Local Artist Showcase. We'll be back with Hunter Grigg, a fantastic local artist here. He's going to play a couple songs. We're going to talk to him on Local Artist Showcase. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Monday morning coming down on me. Raindrops pour behind the TV screen. Coffee and Kafka on the mantelpiece. I'm waking and aching for a minute's peace. Bottles of vodka like a sink-side shrine. My head and my stomach working overtime. Back in my bags, forget to brush my teeth. Heading out the door, it's coming down on me like superstars like Kim K and Kanye on our smartphone screens. And we're waiting in classrooms seeking what it means to be. Daylight's done and now it's time to think. My feelings are flowing and I'm on the brink. Fango and Pro Prozac on the kitchen sink. My roomies are rolling on the sweetest stink. But the papers are painful and the sleep is none. These people and parties got me coming undone. Caught in the corner, someone's old guitar. Pick it up, kid, you're gonna go real far. Like, from the night before, bodies warm, spoon and Ciroc down on the floor. Silhouettes of sadness simply seeking peace. Pretty girls getting stoned in the atrium. Well, God is dead and he ain't coming back again. Jesus Christ can't save us from our smartphones. And we're waiting in classrooms, seeking what it means to be.
And that was Hunter Grigg live in the studio here at WTZQ on Local Artist Showcase. That was What It Means to Be. Hunter, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Absolutely, man. And you are a fantastic singer-songwriter, musician, and you performed not too long ago with Cody Sinyard and Joe Lasher Jr.
Yes, I did.
And how was that show?
Always good. I've got quite the history with Joe Lasher Jr.
Yeah.
We've been doing shows together.
So you know Andelyn Lewis then, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, she was on the show a couple months ago.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
she's
cool.
Wonderful too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Nashville just gained another wonderful musician.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, cool to see us all kind of blossoming into our own people.
So you're originally from Johnson City, Tennessee.
Correct.
What made you head to Western North Carolina?
Well, I've been back and forth between there and in the Asheville area for some time now. I actually moved to Asheville probably about 3 years ago and really started to cut my teeth as a touring musician.
Yeah, there are plenty of places to play in the Asheville area.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so that was the big draw. So out kind of towards Waynesville and Brevard was where I really kind of got my start, and then have gradually just moved out from there. But I still keep that, I guess my roots in Johnson City. I'm still a student at East Tennessee State over there, but live in Asheville and, tour like a madman.
So, there you go.
That's
what you got to do.
Yeah.
And speaking of touring, of course, Apple Festival started today, you're performing tomorrow at the Poe House.
That's correct.
Yeah, tomorrow night. And what time are you starting up? I believe 7 p.m., right?
7 p.m.
Yeah, there you go. And you should have a fantastic crowd.
I think so. That's pretty exciting.
I can't remember what they said last year, but it's like an influx of 50, 60,000 people to this town. It's ridiculous.
Might have a hard time cramming all those people into the Poe House, but we can take part of them for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And they've revamped it as well. They've moved the stage, the performance area.
Yeah.
So you're right there in the middle of it.
Yeah,
so it should be fantastic.
It'll be wild.
And so, of course, you're a singer-songwriter. How did you get into music? Like, what was the thing, your catalyst that
right.
got you into it? Have you always been into it?
I've always been a huge music fan as a kid.
Yeah.
I took a stab at, like, guitar and piano lessons when I was an adolescent.
Infamous piano lessons.
Oh,
I've
goodness.
Got stories about piano lessons.
Listen, most people who get to this position, I think, do. And, it was pretty awful. But after kind of a... after a couple of years of just kind of doing my own thing and just trying to figure it out on my own, I got a... like a $150 silver tone guitar for my birthday 1 year, and bought a Line 6 off of a buddy of mine, and just sat in my room and just like was just sort of angry for a little while. I just sort of banged on that thing. So it all started off as sort of an escape for me as
an angsty
teenager.
Yeah.
But has gradually grown into this very beautiful and very communal thing. I think that's the huge distinction is that At first, it was just for me.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, not for anybody else. But now, the community, the social aspect of it is vital.
Absolutely.
Now, so yeah,
and you're pairing up, you know, with some great singer songwriters in the area. Mm-hmm. I know Cody's about to release an album.
Oh my goodness, and it's so good.
Yeah, he's fantastic,
it's
man.
So good.
And it's crazy too. Talking about Cody Sinyard, you know, he never played in high school.
Wow,
he was a jock.
Wow,
and then I guess he got into it in college. And
yeah.
Then, yeah, because I've been playing since I was like 12, so yeah. I just kind of knew him as a guy that played basketball.
A man's man with a heart of gold.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Great, man.
And so, of course, you're playing at the Poe House tomorrow night.
Yes.
And starting up at 7 p.m. You're playing at Wild Wings Asheville September 7th.
Correct. That's the downtown location.
The downtown location.
Yeah,
and you're kind of all over the place. Spruce Pine. You're going up to the Willow Tree in Johnson City.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All over the places,
one of my favorite venues. Yeah.
That's great. And if folks want to keep up with what you're doing, where can they go?
Best place to get constant updates with new shows is probably my Facebook page.
Okay.
Both of them, that would be my personal page, Hunter Grigg, and then my music page, Hunter Grigg Music.
Cool.
Always new shows coming in there. We keep shows updated on the site semi-regularly. That we try to show that as more of a larger full body of touring dates.
Cool.
As far as shows that might just pop up here or there, Facebook's the way to go.
Very cool. And so what's next for you? What's the next move?
The next really big thing is going to be starting recording on my first full-length record.
Nice.
This is going to be a pretty big departure from my previous works, but I think people will like it. And it's actually, we're going to do a conjoined release with a probably 12 or 13 track full length and a 6 or 7 song really stripped down EP for the people who still want to kind of keep to the roots acoustic stuff. So,
very cool.
It's going to be quite a lot of songs released over a very short amount of time. So it's going to be quite the challenge, but looking forward to getting going. And that's with Mr. JB Beverly in Eastern North Carolina. He's a touring musician as well, roots musician.
Nice.
In his studio out there. So really looking forward to him. Good friend of mine.
Well, that'll be great. And you're going to play one more song for us. What's the title of this one?
This next song is called Toxic.
All right. Hunter Grigg here on Local Artist Showcase.
Hot damn, I think I'm over again. I hit the limit, did the best I can not to make a scene. It's slow-mo in an empty street. Cigarettes and an LIT or two, maybe three. I think I'll beat the sun back home. But you know it's toxic, it's drugs. Wishing this was just enough, and so I bow. I pray that this porcelain embrace will take my pain. But you know it's toxic. Lights out and the night's begun. Smoke trees and a beautiful buzz in the evening is fine. Angels on the corner of Main, kind of look and make a man insane with a figure divine. Run running as the night is long, cut a rug to my favorite song, get lost in the noise. There's thin women up and down the block, coked up hiding from the cops in the arms of their boys. It's toxic, it's drugs. It's wishing this was just enough. So I bow, I pray that this porcelain embrace will take my pain. And you know it's toxic. Junkies row, thin skin showing off them bones of the drunk and diseased. Somebody thought they was tough, took a hit, he must have took too much, he's getting weak in the knees. But I can keep the rock and because you know it's toxic.
Great sound of Letters to Abigail here on Local Artist Showcase. They're performing tonight at Sanctuary Brewing Company starting at 8 p.m. And that's right over there on First Avenue, not too far from WTZQ's broadcast booth. So yeah, stop by there, Sanctuary Brewing Company, Letters to Abigail tonight, 8 p.m. You are listening to The Q, 95.3 FM, AM 1600, Local Artist Showcase. Tomorrow at Burnt Shirt Vineyards, lots of great bands, including yours truly. I'm going to be performing over there starting at 1 p.m., opening for this next group, Ross Osteen and Crossroads, a fantastic Hendersonville-based power trio, blues power trio. Man, you're going to love it. Burnt Shirt and Vineyards starting up tomorrow, 1 p.m. I'll be opening for these guys. I'm very excited. Let's take a listen to Ross Osteen and Crossroads, Mississippi Delta Sunrise on the Q.
There's a place
up ahead and past the Hoopers and just on the left. I'll take you there and just say the word. It's up to you, girl, this night is yours. 'Cause you're driving me crazy and driving me mad. My head's on the wheel, but my heart's on the gas. And I'm losing control as we gain speed. Trying to play it cool, hoping you don't see that you're driving.
There's a good friend of mine, Cody Sinyard, with Driving Me, and he's got a brand new album that dropped today. He's got his album release party tonight at 185 King Street in Brevard, 8 p.m. Stop by there and say hi to Cody Sinyard, and congratulations, Cody, on the brand new album released today. Can't beat that, folks. Great new music in the area. Some great stuff here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Local Artist Showcase after the break. Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ, your Apple Festival, your official Apple Festival radio station. That's right, folks. Keep it tuned to WTZQ. Of course, you've been hearing a lot of those Apple Festival updates, and we'll be bringing you some information right now about all of the great entertainment right now. So, of course, we've got Modern Day Society on stage right now at the main stage of Apple Festival. We've got Jack Roper, Magic and Comedy after that, and then the big ticket item tonight, folks, the Buddy K Big Band starting at 7:45. Of course, we'll be bringing you that live here on WTZQ, so make sure you tune in to 95.3 FM AM 1600 tonight, 7:45. Tomorrow we have lots of great bands, starting with the Hendersonville Community Band at 9:30 AM tomorrow. The Super 60s Band, 11:45. Jonah Riddle and Carolina Express, some great bluegrass. Going to be playing at 1 p.m. tomorrow. The Ryan Perry Band at 2:15 tomorrow, Saturday. Also, the Spirit of Polynesia, 3:15 to 3:30, a short set. The Blue Ridge Bones, pretty much just a lot of trombone players. It's really cool. They played last year, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m., Liverpool, the Carolinas Beatles Experience. I'm excited to watch that tomorrow. 4:45 to 6:15. And then tomorrow, the big ticket item, Atlanta Pleasure Band. Let's take a listen to an example of the Atlanta Pleasure Band here on Local Artist Showcase.
Come on, get down, boo. coffee pot to the drive-thru, to the parking lot, to the glass doors of these hallowed halls. And I'm counting the minutes down. I do my part and I bide my time. Take care of all the work that's mine, you know. I've got plenty to do without picking up a slack for these other fools. There's a paycheck end of the week. Seems a little smaller every time to me. I'm standing in the red, but I can see the black. It's close enough to keep me coming back. It's a living, burned so many hours in this building. After all this time, if I was gone 2 weeks, they'd forget I was ever here. It's good to have the bills paid, but it's a precious trade. Spending half of my time on something I don't like to pay for the half I do. But it's a living, yeah. It's a living, yeah. When I was a kid, well, my old man ran his own business with his own two hands. Every day he labored through, but I guess it was what he wanted to do. Seemed like too much work to me. His weekends were just another day of the week. And I decided way back then that I'd only be working when I went in. And this office job, it ain't too hard. Easy on the back, but hard on the heart. I swear 8 hours at this desk could suck the brain right out of your head. It's a living, burned so many hours in this building. After all this time, I was ever here. It's good to have the bills paid, but it's a precious trade. Spending half of my time on something I don't like, pay for the half I do. But it's a living, yeah. It's a living, yeah. Day in, day out, it's a matter of time. You dig up the doubts and you push them down. It ain't all bad, and it ain't all good. I'm doing both better and worse than I ever thought I could. And I thought I But it's a precious trade. Spending half of my time on something I don't like to pay for the half I do. But it's a living, yeah. It's a living, yeah. It's a living. A funny thing to call it, but it's a living. And I'm counting those minutes down. It's a living.
From his new album, Refuge, that was Aaron Burdett, It's a Living, here on Local Artist Showcase. I don't think he's playing anywhere right now this weekend. I just really like that song, and I like Aaron Burdett, so I figured I'd play it for you, folks. You're listening to Local Artist Showcase. Hope you have a great Apple Festival. Keep it tuned to WTZQ. Apple Festival updates on the hour, and we're constantly bringing you all that information. We're going to be down there. I'll be down there tomorrow in the morning and afternoon and evening. Over at the broadcast booth, the Noah George Realty Team broadcast booth. We're so excited that Noah George is sponsoring the broadcast booth this year at the 71st Annual North Carolina Apple Festival here in Hendersonville. Stay tuned for the WLOS news, and don't forget about the Buddy K Big Band live on WTZQ tonight, starting around 7:45. Hope you have a great one, and happy Labor Day, folks. Talk to you next week.